For many farmers, the greatest challenge is not growing foods, but getting the resources and systems to support their work. Access to finance remains one of the toughest hurdles. Rural entrepreneurs often struggle to secure loans or investment capital. Without funds, they cannot modernize their farms, adopt new technologies, or expand their businesses. Traditional banking systems still see smallholder farmers as high-risk borrowers, limiting their access to credit. Then come the infrastructure gaps. Poor rural roads, limited cold storage, and weak logistics networks lead to enormous post-harvest losses, especially for perishables like vegetables, fruits, and dairy. Farmers lose not because of poor production, but because their products cannot reach markets in time or in the right condition. Adding to this are policy gaps. Inconsistent regulations, delays in reforms, and unclear government interventions create uncertainty. Agribusiness thrives on stability when policies shift unpredictably. Investors hesitate, slowing innovation. Unless these barriers are addressed systematically, the future of agribusiness will always remain underpotential. And with this challenge lies an opportunity, building the next generation of skilled and entrepreneurial youth. Agribusiness today depends on technology, from drones and automated machinery to AI-powered platforms. Yet, rural areas face a shortage of skilled workers. Farmers often lack the training to use advanced tools, and this gap prevents them from fully benefiting from modern agriculture. But this challenge can be turned into an opportunity. Across the globe, young people are entering agribusiness as agripreneurs. They are launching startups in logistics, building mobile apps for farmers, and creating processing units that add value to raw produce. With proper training and support, youth can fill the skills gap while also bringing fresh energy to the sector. The key is to provide them with access to education, finance, and mentorship. When empowered rural youth not only adopt technology but also create businesses that generate jobs for others. Thus, workforce challenges is addressed strategically can become a springboard for renewal. And with youth and technology in play, the sector can respond to global demand and digitization. The future of agribusiness is powered by two converging forces: rising demand and rapid digitization. Urbanization is fueling a global appetite for high-value foods, dairy, organic vegetables, packaged goods, and proteins. Nations that can consistently supply these products will dominate international trade. Technology acts as an enabler. Digitization allows farmers to track produce from field to fork, ensuring traceability and quality. Platforms connect them directly to buyers, eliminating the middlemen and improving margins. Digital payment systems ensure quick settlements, while mobile apps provide real-time advice on farming practices. For example, in India, farmers used digital platforms are selling fresh produce to urban consumers, while in Africa, mobile banking has transformed how smallholders access credit and markets. The integration of demand and technology means that farmers are no longer isolated producers. They are connected entrepreneurs with global reach. To maximize this potential, however, government support and inclusive finance must continue to evolve. Governments play a catalytic role in shaping the future of agribusiness. Programs like PM Kisan provide direct income support, giving farmers a safety net and the confidence to invest. Similarly, eNAM has brought transparency and efficiency by connecting farmers to digital markets. But beyond direct schemes, the government is also investing in infrastructure support, building storage facilities, cold chains, and logistics network that reduce post-harvest losses and improve competitiveness. On the financial side, inclusive banking systems are expanding. Digital banking and microfinance have become lifelines for small farmers who previously had no access to credit. These tools are allowing them to invest in modern seeds, irrigation, and technology. Together, policy and finance create an enabling environment. When farmers feel supported and are financially included, they are more likely to take risks, adopt innovations, and expand production. Still, long-term success also depends on education and climate resilience strategies. The backbone of a future-ready agribusiness sector is education. Expanding rural education and extension services ensures that farmers and youth are equipped with the knowledge to use new technologies effectively. Vocational training in agritech and entrepreneurship prepares the workforce for tomorrow's challenge. At the same time, climate resilience strategies are essential. Developing drought-resistant seeds and water conservation methods help farmers adapt to unpredictable weather. Crop diversification reduces risk by ensuring that a single climatic event does not wipe out entire livelihoods. Disaster response systems are also critical. Early warning platforms and quick response mechanisms can minimize losses from floods or storms. Education and resilience go hand in hand. Skilled, informed farmers are better able to adopt adaptive practices and secure their futures against uncertainty. And yet, these efforts are strongest when they are supported by collaboration across all stakeholders. No single actor can transform agribusiness alone. Governments, private enterprises, NGOs, and local communities must work together to build sustainable ecosystems. Government provide infrastructure and policy support. Private enterprises bring in the innovation, investment, and efficiency. NGOs play a crucial role in knowledge sharing and mobilizing local communities. Together, they form networks where each complements the other. Examples abound. Public-private partnerships in dairy and horticulture have revolutionized the supply chain. NGOs have empowered women's self-help groups to adopt organic farming and connect with premium markets. Communities themselves are innovating with cooperatives model that spread risk and profit even more evenly. Collaboration is more than cooperation. It is about building trust and aligning visions. With it, agribusiness becomes inclusive, resilient, and globally competitive. These lessons bring us to the key takeaways and next steps that should guide this sector forward. From these insights, three steps emerge as priorities for the future. First, address challenges strategically. Climate risk, fragmented landholdings, finance gaps, and the skills shortages must be solved in a coordinated way. Second, leverage opportunities boldly. Rising global demand, digital tools, and youth energy can be harnessed to transform agribusiness into a growth engine. Third, foster collaboration inclusively. Governments, business, NGOs, and communities must work as partners, ensuring that growth is shared and sustainable. If these takeaways are acted upon, agribusiness will not just overcome its current barriers. It will become a driver of prosperity, resilience, and innovation for decades to come. With this foundation, we now look ahead to a bold vision: the future of rural agribusiness in the next decade. The next decade promises a transformative era for rural agribusiness. At its heart will be technology, sustainability, and inclusivity. Smart farming innovations like precision agriculture, renewable energy, and digital platform will boost productivity while connecting rural communities with more deeply to global markets. Diversification and value addition will create new enterprises, from food processing and agritourism to organic exports and allied industries. This will invigorate rural economies, generating both income and jobs. Equally important will be the community engagement and climate resilience. Villages that adopt climate-smart practices and participate in digital ecosystems will thrive. Farmers will no longer be isolated producers, but active participants in global value chains. This vision is not just about survival, but about leadership. Rural agribusiness will be positioned as a smart, inclusive, and global competitive ecosystem, rooted in local strength but shaped for worldwide potential. To see this vision come alive, let us explore specific innovations like smart village, climate resilient agriculture, and digital hubs. The idea of a smart village is no longer a dream. It is becoming a blueprint for the future. Just as smart cities integrate digital tools into governance and infrastructure, smart villages will harness technology to empower rural communities. Digital integration will be at the core. Local e-governance platform will streamline services, reducing paperwork and making schemes more accessible. Distance learning and telemedicine will ensure that even remote areas have access to quality education and healthcare. Real-time agriculture advisories delivered via mobile apps will guide farmers on planting, irrigation, and pest management. Equally important is community empowerment. Public Wi-Fi, training centers for digital literacy, and access to online platforms will allow farmers and youth to participate fully in the economy. This will break the isolation of rural communities and connect them to national and global opportunities. Smart villages represent the next leap in rural development. where connectivity, knowledge, and service converge to transform livelihoods. And while digital empowerment is crucial, resilience must also be built against the greatest threat of our age, climate change. To secure the future of agribusiness, farming must become climate resilient. The first step is adopting adaptive techniques such as water-efficient irrigation, soil health management, and climate-smart cropping patterns. These practices reduce vulnerability to droughts and unpredictable rain. Crop diversification is equally important. By growing multiple varieties, farmers protect themselves from complete losses. If one crop fails, this strategy enhances both food security and income stability. Another powerful tool is carbon sequestration. Agroforestry and conservation agriculture capture carbon by restoring ecosystems, turning farms into climate allies rather than climate victims. In practice, these approaches not only protect against risk, but also open new opportunities. Carbon credits, organic certifications, and eco-labeling can reward farmers who adopt sustainable methods. In short, climate resilience is not just defensive, it's also economically strategic. To complement resilience, we must also build digital agribusiness hubs that act as catalysts for innovation and markets. Digital agribusiness hubs will become the new nerve centers of rural economies. They combine e-commerce, logistics, training, and innovation in one ecosystem. Through e-commerce platforms, farmers will sell directly to consumers or retailers, bypassing middlemen and securing better margins. Training and capacity building will equip them with digital skills, agri-tech know-how, and entrepreneurial confidence. Hubs also strengthen logistics and cold chains, ensuring that produce maintains quality during storage and transport. With reliable supply chains, farmers can enter high-value markets with confidence. Perhaps most importantly, hubs foster research and innovation. Local solutions, whether tailored crop varieties or new farming techniques, can be tested, scaled, and shared quickly across network. Those hubs will redefine rural businesses landscape, turning villages into thriving centers of commerce and innovation. And as connectivity expands, the focus naturally shifts to export-oriented production. The next decade will see rural agribusiness increasingly geared towards global markets. The key lies in focusing on high-value crops like medicinal herbs, exotic fruits, vegetables, and value-added processed goods. These products command premium prices internationally and differentiate producers from commodity-driven competition. Certification and branding will be central to this strategy. Organic and fair trade certifications will build consumer trust, while geographical indication tags and sustainable labels highlight unique origins and ethical practices. These add value far beyond the raw product. Export orientation also encourages quality improvements. To compete abroad, farmers and businesses must meet global standards, a discipline that benefits domestic markets too. By aligning production with global trends, rural agribusiness can transform itself into a driver of foreign exchange, job creation, and national pride. But exports are only one part of the picture. For true sustainability, we must broaden the income generation opportunities across rural livelihoods. The future of rural prosperity lies in diversification. Beyond farming, agri-allied sectors such as food processing, handicrafts, and agritourism create jobs and generate additional income. Rural households that depend on multiple streams of livelihood are far more resilient to shocks than those tied to a single crop. Entrepreneurship will play a vital role. Small enterprises, from dairy cooperatives to pickle-making units, not only add value, but will also keep profits within the community. This builds local wealth rather than exporting value out of villages. Inclusivity is equally important. Women, youth, and marginalized groups must be at the center of these opportunities. When they are empowered to participate, rural economies become stronger and more equitable. Sustainable income generation thus means moving from survival farming to a dynamic ecosystem of enterprise that feed, employ, and uplift communities. And to achieve this, transformation, education, and digital literacy will be the catalyst. Education is the most powerful investment in the future of agribusiness. Vocational training equips youth with practical skills in agri-tech, entrepreneurship, and supply chain management. This ensures that rural communities are not left behind in the digital age. Higher education and research focused on rural development challenges generate innovations that directly benefit farming communities. Universities and agriculture institutes must become centers for solving real-world rural problems. Equally vital is digital literacy. Access to smartphones, internet, and training enables all members of the community to use digital platforms for trade, learning, and services. When even small farmers can operate apps for market prices or crop advice, the entire ecosystem becomes more efficient and connected. Education and digital literacy empower rural populations to take charge of their future rather than depend on external interventions. But to unlock their full potential fully, we must also reform policies and build enabling environments. Future-ready agribusiness requires policies that are clear, supportive, and forward-looking. Regulatory simplification is the first step. By streamlining licensing and compliance, governments can reduce red tape and encourage innovation. Securing land rights is equally important. Farmers who are confident about ownership are more willing to invest in sustainable practice and long-term improvements. Another crucial tool is incentives for innovation. Grants, subsidies, and tax benefits for adopting green technologies or sustainable methods can accelerate modernization. Policies, when designed well, can create confidence among stakeholders, whether they are farmers, investors, or entrepreneurs. They provide the stability needed for long-term planning and growth. But policies alone are not enough. We must also strengthen the infrastructure backbone that supports rural prosperity. No rural economy can thrive without strong infrastructure. Transportation networks, efficient roads, and logistics connect farms to markets swiftly, reducing delays and cost. Storage facilities, especially cold chains and warehouses, prevent post-harvest losses and ensure that produce maintains quality. Modern irrigation systems bring water efficiency, enabling farmers to withstand droughts and climate variability. Equally critical is energy access. Renewable energy solutions like solar power reduce cost and make operations sustainable. With reliable power, farmers can run cold storages, processing units, and digital tools without interruption. Infrastructure is just not physical, but the foundation of opportunity. It underpins competitiveness, attracts investment, and improves quality of life for rural communities. With all these building blocks in place, technology, resilience, inclusivity, education, policy, and infrastructure, rural agribusiness can achieve its full promise. Let us bring these ideas together in our final outlook. The future of rural and agribusiness management will be defined by the delicate balance: innovation with sustainability, inclusion with competitiveness, and growth with resilience. We have seen how technologies like AI, IoT, and precision farming will make agriculture smarter and more efficient. We have also explored how resilience strategies, inclusive finance, and digital hubs will help build strength from the ground up. We have understood that government policies, infrastructure, and education are not add-ons, but the backbone of transformation. More importantly, the future belongs to communities that embrace change. Villages that adopt smart practices, engage youth, and integrate with global markets will not just survive, they will lead. I am Vaibhav Samant from Revasa Farms, and it has been an honor to share with you this vision of what lies ahead. Together, we can shape a rural economy that is smart, sustainable, and inclusive. One that feeds the whole world while uplifting communities. Thank you for your time and engagement. The choices we make today will determine the prosperity of generations tomorrow.